fiery horse with the speed of light, a cloud of dust, and a hearty high-o silver, the Lone Ranger. His faithful Indian companion, Tonto, the daring and resourceful masked rider of the plains, led the fight for law and order in the early western United States. Nowhere in the pages of history can one find a greater champion of justice. Return with us now to those thrilling days of yesteryear. From out of the past come the thundering hoofbeats of the great horse, Silver. The Lone Ranger rides again.
Come on, Silver. Let's go, big fellow. I'm Silver! Hooray!
Drawn by four gaunt mules, a Conestoga wagon lurched into a settlement on the banks of the Barrier River. Rain pounded on the wagon's patched cover, and mud clogged the wheel spokes. The driver was Sandy Crawford, a California-bound emigrant, whose young wife sat beside him, a spare piece of canvas drawn about her shoulders. Peering ahead, she exclaimed,
"Look, Sandy, there's the river. The worst is over."
"Yes, Lottie. And there's a bridge."
"It's the first bridge we've seen since we left St. Joe."
"Come on, get up."
As they spoke, the wagon rolled up the ramp of the log bridge. The mules, testing the flooring with cautious movement, came to a voluntary halt beside a watchtower. At the same time, two men emerged, one wearing an open oilskin coat. He clutched the butt of a holstered six-gun as he growled,
"You folks belong to the wagon company you just crossed?"
"Yes. We're trying to catch it before dark."
"Got any money?"
"Money? What is this, a holdup?"
"Yeah, there's some as calls it that. When you stand delivered to me, the law is behind me."
"Just who are you?"
"Eef Mull's the name, and I collect for using this toll bridge."
"What's the charge?"
$5 for a wagon."
"What? But, Mr. Mull, we haven't 5 cents."
"Look here, Eef, if these folks
keep out of this, Bill. Hildreth must have something worth the price across the
bridge. We had to sell everything we could spare along the trail."
"You got a good rope hanging there beside you?"
"That's the same as a lifeline. I've got to keep it."
"Well, if you won't part with anything, it's no use talking."
"What'll we do?"
"You can go back where you came from or try the ford upriver."
"That river's rising. I can't risk fording with my wife along."
"I'll share the danger, Sandy."
"No, Lottie. I'm crossing this bridge."
"Riot and I'll shoot your mules. I've done the like before."
"Why, you..."
"Sandy, don't make trouble. Go to the ford."
"All right, dear. All right, back. Back up, you critters. Come on, get around. Yes. Father!
Eef, I thought those other emigrants paid for those folks."
"They did. I couldn't tell the pilgrim that. I'd have to try to collect from him, too."
"They might drown."
"Yeah, what's the difference? We're working our game for all we can get."
"Yeah, we're making as much as the bridge company by overcharging on wagons. And I'm scared of that new supervisor, Lem Jordan."
"Yeah. Jordan's due to check the cash and toll books today.
You suppose he...
Bill, we're safe. Those immigrants don't know they're being rooked. And anyhow, they never come back.
Yeah. That's so.
Meanwhile, the Lone Ranger and Tonto, bound downriver to investigate reports of Indian trouble, had halted midway between the ford and the toll bridge. As their horses drank from the swollen river, the masked man pointed.
Current's carrying a lot of driftwood.
Look like river wash out plenty trees, long bank.
They may pile up against the bridge.
Color on bridge. Much savvy danger.
Even so, we'll watch here and warn them if conditions get worse.
As the masked man and the Indian took up their vigil on one side of the river, Sandy Cropper turned his reluctant mules into the ford from the other bank.
Gee there! Gee, get up! Get up!
Sandy, the wheels are into the hogs already.
We'll be all right if the bottom's solid. Get up, you critters!
Look at the logs out there!
They're dangerous. I'm turning back. Haw! Haw, get up! Come on!
The mules are balking!
We're stuck in some soft sand.
There's a tree headed straight for us.
It hit the wagon. We almost upset.
The limbs are tangled in the wheel.
I can't get it loose. It'll catch more driftwood.
Sandy, what are you doing?
Steady, dear. I'm cutting the mules loose.
But what about us?
I'll swim across the shore with a rope and pull you over there.
Anything you say, Sandy.
Bye, sweetheart. Here I go.
As Sandy plunged into the river, a mass of debris hit the wagon broadside. Diving and dodging, he strove to keep himself and the rope free from the swimming mules and the driftwood.
I'm making it! Hold on, Lottie!
Hurry, Sandy!
I'm touching bottom. I'm across. Tie the rope under your arms.
Turning, Sandy saw the big wagon overturn like a swamp schooner. He had a glimpse of his wife's body as she hurtled from the driver's seat into the mass of debris. Then the heaving snags and branches hit her. Desperately, he shouted,
Lottie!
No answer came back. For although a branch had snagged the young woman's dress and she lay momentarily safe on a tree trunk, her fall had left her stunned and speechless. An instant later, the driftwood swept over the wagon, bearing shreds of its cover like flags of victory. Then it vanished around a bend. Overcome by horror and exhaustion, Sandy sank to his knees, sobbing.
Oh, Lottie. It's gone. It's gone.
A little later, Lem Jordan, the overseer of the bridge, arrived at the toll house. A big man, he wore a beard and oilskins, which gave him a close resemblance to Eef Mull. Eef and his assistant greeted their boss warmly.
Well, sure good to see you again, Lem.
Now, never mind that. How much is the river rising?
Oh, about an inch an hour, boss.
What about driftwood?
It hasn't bothered yet.
Now, break out your pike poles and lanterns. Keep watch tonight.
Now, wait, Lem. We don't get paid for working night.
All right, I'll watch things myself. As for your pay, I hear you fellas are spending far more than you earn.
Do you think we're cheating the company?
There better be $9,027 in the cash box. That's what the $3 toll on 3,009 wagons adds up to.
Looks like you've had a spy counting the wagons. Well, you'll find every cent here.
Yes, I guess you're too smart to rob us. But you've certainly been overcharging the immigrants.
You can't prove it.
Didn't the wagon company heading west cross today?
Sure.
Well, I'm going that way in the morning. I'll overtake those people and find out what they paid.
Yeah, suit yourself. Bill, let's go to the cafe and eat.
All right. Eef, we've got to get out of town pronto.
And lose all that easy money? Not much.
Lem will sick the marshal on us.
No, he won't. He's going into the river tonight.
As the crooked bridge tenders laid a murderous plan, Sandy reached the other wagons, which his fellow emigrants had parked for the night a mile beyond the ford. Friendly hands led him to a campfire, where he poured out the story of Lottie's disappearance in the river. After a moment of grim silence, Old Cap, the wagon master, spoke.
Sandy, we paid the toll on your outfit.
You did?
Sure, we all chipped in. We knew you were broke.
Why that? Miserly toll taker figured to collect twice.
He the same as murdered your wife.
You ought to plug the polecat.
I will. By all that's holy, I'll kill him.
Sandy, you don't know the country, and we can't hide you. You'd get caught and hanged.
Let them hang me. It doesn't matter with Lottie gone.
We all thought a heap of your woman.
Then help me square accounts.
Well,
Cap, my mule's got ashore. Round them up and they're yours. Just get me a saddle, horse, and gun.
Now, I don't know. Doggone mules or no mules, I'll do it.
Driftwood pile up, Kemosabe.
Something caught a lot of it and held it up.
Look, big bunch coming.
There are some rags hanging from the branches of one tree.
Ah, me see someone on tree.
Yes, it's a woman. Get mounted. Easy, big fella.
Come on,
Silly.
Get him up, Scout.
Help!
We helped you. Hold on.
We'll get ahead of that driftwood, then swim our horses out.
Here, good place to go in.
Come on, big fella. Swim!
Breast deep in the river, the mighty stallion launched himself from the bottom with neck outstretched and hoof kicking furiously against the pull of the current. At the same moment, the Lone Ranger flung himself from the saddle and grabbed Silver's mane with one hand. The trees and brush topped toward them.
Don't move, miss!
I won't!
This way, Silver. Put your shoulder to this log.
A sudden eddy caught the driftwood. Whirling, it threatened to entrap and drag both horse and rider to their death. One tree rolled away from the others, rolling the woman toward the open water.
Meat coming! Stop, log, scout!
Striking into the eddy, the Indian's paint horse got his weight against the disintegrating raft. Its gyrations grew slower. Then Silver shook himself free from the entangling limbs and joined in the struggle.
Come on, Silver! Keep it moving!
The driftwood swung into quieter water. There it lodged on a jutting sandbar. Seconds later, the masked man had the young woman in his arms and had reached the shore.
Are you hurt, ma'am?
I'm all right.
Come, Silver. Me get back in car.
Don't let my mask frighten you. Who are you?
I'm Lottie Crawford. And I'm too grateful to care about your mask.
What happened?
Our wagon upset at the ford. Well, Sandy, my husband was trying to get me to shore with a rope.
Were you with a wagon company?
The others crossed the bridge. We couldn't pay the toll.
I see.
Here. Give blanket.
Thank you. Please help me find Sandy and my friends.
The others must have made camp by this time. We'll take you there.
Night had fallen, and though it continued to rain at intervals, most of the emigrants were too excited over Sandy's mission of vengeance to desert the campfires for the shelter of their wagons. As they discussed the case, a guard outside the wagon corral called...
Somebody coming!
Yep, that must be Sandy.
Or someone hunting him. Sounds like two horses. Look, a masked man and an Indian.
They got a woman. She's getting down.
Where's Sandy?
Thunderation, it's Lottie.
She's alive.
These men rescued me from the river. We thought Sandy would be here.
Sandy was here.
He thought you drowned.
Where did Sandy go? Don't any of you know?
Tell her, Cap.
He's gone to kill the toll taker.
Oh, no. Not Sandy, he wouldn't.
Ma'am, he was plumb locoed over what happened.
We've got to stop him.
Cap, how was he mounted?
He was riding my buckskin mare.
And he had my spare rifle, a .45-70 sharp.
We'll try to find him.
Great day. What's the matter?
I forgot to tell him I had a rag in the muzzle of my spare rifle to keep it clean and dry. If Sandy tries to use it, it might blow up on him.
He's got a big start.
Otto, you take a shortcut to the settlements. Ride hard.
Be savvy.
If you can't find Sandy there, notify the marshal. I'll follow Sandy's trail. Easy, big fella.
Get him up, scout.
Us fellows will follow.
The curtain falls on the first act of our Lone Ranger story. Before the next exciting scenes, please permit us to pause for just a few moments.
Thank you.
to continue our story. Seeking to avenge his wife, whom he believed dead, Sandy Crawford had set out to kill Eef Mull, a crooked toll taker on a bridge. Actually, Sandy's wife had been rescued by the Lone Ranger and Tonto, who went in search of Sandy to forestall the killing. When the Indian failed to find the man he sought, he hurried to the home of the marshal.
Oscar, oh, fella. Easy, Scott. Easy, fella.
Yes, who is it?
Me want marshal. Come here quick.
Just a minute.
Hey, you marshal?
That's right, Indian. What's your trouble?
Well, me look for a fella named Sandy Crawford. Him on manhunt.
What's that, a manhunt, you say? Better step inside and tell me all about it. Now, what's this about a manhunt?
Emigrant on wagon train. Come here with gun. Him look for a man on bridge.
You mean Eef Mull?
Him crooked.
I'll admit I've heard stories about some of his dealings, but never anything that could be proved. What'd he do to the emigrant?
Not let him go over bridge. Emigrant try to cross Bloodwater. Him lose wagon, lose mules. Him think wife lost.
You don't say.
Him think wife dead, but her not dead. Her life.
Eef Mull and his helper Bill sat in a cafe. They were discussing murder plans, and their victim was to be Lem Jordan, overseer of the bridge.
Jordan ought to be alone on the bridge now.
I don't like the idea of slugging him and throwing him into the river. He might get out.
I don't want it to look like an accident. There's no other way to get him.
Well, all right then, Eef. Let's get going.
Hey, wait, Bill. That's the marshal coming through the door.
He's headed this way.
Howdy, Marshal.
Oh, Mull, you're just the man I'm looking for.
Yeah, what's on your mind, Marshal?
I've heard a few reports about you, about the skinflint way you've been operating that toll bridge.
Yeah, they're lies. No one can prove anything against me.
Wasn't there an emigrant and his wife who wanted to cross with a mule-drawn wagon?
There's been a lot of emigrants, you know that. Most of them have wives and wagons.
One hombre in particular. You turned him back because he didn't have any cash. Now, as I get the story, he found out later you'd been paid for his crossing.
I don't know what you're talking about.
That same emigrant tried to ford the stream. He thinks his wife drowned.
Now, see here, Marshal. If anyone wants to bring charges against me, let him do so.
I didn't come here to tell you that, Mull. I came here to tell you that this same emigrant is gunning for you.
You're joking.
No joke about it. Injun just told me.
Hey, that pilgrim must be locoed.
Well, you've been warned.
Hey, wait. I can take care of myself, but our boss...
What about him?
He's alone on the bridge. Might get mistook for me.
Yeah, that's so. You and Lem are hard to tell apart when you got slickers on.
Yeah, I'll pass the word to Lem.
Good idea.
Come on, Bill.
Yeah.
Emigrant sure comes in handy now.
How so?
We'll just drill Jordan from the dark and slip away. The marshal's sure to hang it on the emigrant.
That's a better way. It's a lot more certain than slugging Lem Jordan and throwing him into the river.
Hey, look. Jordan's got the toll house lighted up and lanterns burning outside. He's carrying one this way.
Must be the driftwood's bad.
Shh, not so loud. Walk where you won't be heard. We're almost at ramp. Careful of those old boards.
Eef, there's someone across the ramp from us.
Yeah, I see him. It's that emigrant I sent back to the fort.
He's aiming a rifle.
He's doing the job for us.
Mull, you coyote, I'm here to kill you.
What's that?
You killed my wife. She didn't have a chance, and you're not getting away.
Jordan's down.
Are you lying? Are you?
Let's make it sound like we tried to help. Fire some shots.
He's gone. Let's take a look at Jordan.
Hey, he's getting up.
Oh. Was that you?
Weren't you hit at all?
Never even heard the bullet. I threw myself down for safety.
Well, I'll be skinned.
Thought I was you. Did you kill somebody's wife?
If I did, she wasn't the first critter I've killed. Nor the last.
You're pointing your gun at me.
I'm collecting toll.
You'll pay for this.
Hey. Somebody's riding across the bridge.
Let's get out of here.
No, that won't look right.
Hold your fire, man.
A masked man.
Hey, what are you doing here?
Before I answer you, you'd better explain why you're standing over a dead man.
Me here, Chops. What happened?
That's what I'm trying to find out, Toto. Whose body is that?
That's Lem Jordan, our bridge boss.
Some crazy emigrant who was after me bushwhacked him.
So that's it. Where did he go?
He ran toward the settlement when me and Eve opened up on him.
Did you see him, Toto?
No. Me down long bank. Look for Sandy's horse there.
Mask man, how come you and this Indian are mixing in this? It's the marshal's business.
Oh, then we'll all go to the marshal. Come along.
Meanwhile, the marshal, who used the front part of a saddler's shop as an office, had resumed hearing the horse-stealing case. The settlement had neither jail nor courthouse, sheriff nor judge. As its only elected official, the marshal not only made arrests, but tried his prisoners. His simple code admitted only two kinds of crime, big and little, and only two penalties, banishment and hanging. Sentences which he passed were executed forthwith by volunteer citizens, some of whom were in attendance at the trial. The horse thief was making a final plea.
Marshal, I didn't steal that horse. It was a stray, and I just used it.
Fella, I was minded only to run you out of town till you gave that old excuse. And now, you got to hang.
Marshal!
Yeah, drop that rifle, fella.
I came here to surrender it. I just killed Leaf Moe.
So you're the pilgrim who was after his hide, huh? Now, why'd you do it?
He turned my wagon away from the bridge after the toll was paid. My wife drowned at the ford.
Well, son, is that so? You done the right thing, according to my lights. You look kind of wild-eyed, though. Better sit down.
Marshal, look out there.
What? A masked man.
And he's coming in. Say, who's that with him?
It's Moe.
Huh?
Moe, I missed you.
Well, dog my cat. Oh,
Marshal.
Say, who are you? What's that mask mean?
We'll talk about that later. I want to report a murder.
What the Sam Hill's going on here? First this pilgrim says he killed Mull, and then Mull shows up. Who's dead this time?
Jordan, the bridge overseer.
If you're making a fool of me, I'll...
It's the truth.
It sure is, Marshal. That crazy immigrant shot him by mistake like I was afraid he would.
Well, now I begin to savvy. Doc, you better fetch in the body.
Yes, I'll go now.
Eve, did you and Bill see the shooting?
Hey, we sure did. Just before we could get to the boss and Warren Lamb, the immigrant fired one shot and ran. Bill and me fired at him, then went to look after Jordan.
He didn't give the boss a chance.
He said he wasn't going to give him a chance.
Is that so, Pilgrim?
Yes, I shot him. I'm sorry I killed an innocent man. I'm sorry I shot at all.
That don't help none. If you'd plugged Mull for the reason you said, I'd have let you go. But killing Jordan is murder. Even if you got the wrong man.
I know.
Them Jordan was a good fella. Never hurt anyone. We got two eyewitnesses to bear out your confession that you killed him. So, you got to hang.
I'm guilty. I'm willing to pay. Just get it over with.
Well, you sure are an obliging critter. Boys, he's number two for the Cottonwood. Take them out.
All right.
Hold on, Marshal. Let's not add a mistake of justice to the mistake already made.
Now, mister, this isn't any highfalutin court. But a case like this would hang anyone, anywhere.
This man's fellow emigrants will soon be here. They and the doctor may have something to add to what you now know.
I know enough as it is.
Mass man, you seem to want to help me, but what's the use? I don't want to live without my wife.
It came, Asabi. Yes. Maybe better we tell him, wife, alive.
No, it'll be far better for him not to know if worse comes to worse.
All right, get going, boy. Right,
come on, you prisoner.
All right, stand back. No one passes this door.
Mass man's pulled his gun. Him and he entered a covertness.
Marshal, I hope to avoid this, but you forced me to do it. Hello. Collect their guns.
Me got them.
Yeah. Now, Sandy, did that rifle kick hard when you fired it?
Oh, it sure did. It kicked like a mule. I never had anything hit my shoulder like that. It most knocked me over.
Where is the rifle?
Right here, by this box.
Me take it, Marshal.
No, let the Marshal have it, Tonto.
Mister, the sharps might be loaded, and I might...
I'm not afraid of you shooting me with it. Open the breech.
The ejector pulled loose from the shell rim. There's an empty shell in the breech.
Can you remove the shell?
No, I can't seem to get it out. The shell seems to be swelled up and stuck.
Try the ramrod.
All right. But I don't savvy what...
What's the trouble?
The ramrod won't go but an inch down the muzzle.
Is a bullet lodged there?
Yes, it is. I can see it.
It's stuck there because the man who gave the rifle to Sandy put a rag in the muzzle to keep the barrel clean and dry.
Oh, how do you know?
He told me.
What's that?
Marshal, don't you see what it means?
What? Thunderation, yes, I do. This Sandy fella couldn't have shot Jordan. Eve, you and Bill and Sandy are the only ones who shot. The Pilgrim couldn't have killed Jordan, so it must have been one of you.
No, no. Why should we kill our boss?
That isn't hard to guess, knowing how you treated the Crawfords. Jordan either knew or you were afraid he'd find out that you were cheating toll payers.
See, Eve, I told you.
Shut up.
It was all your idea. You killed the boss. I didn't have any part
in it. Shut up.
No, I'm not going to hang for what I didn't do.
I'll shut you up.
Oh, no, you won't.
Well, that stopped him. Good work.
You want some more?
No.
All right, now take it easy, Eve. You're all through.
That goes for both of them. I'll take charge of them varmints.
They're yours, Marshal.
Here you are. Huh? Oh, Sandy. Bloody. Are you really, truly here alive?
Of course, darling.
But I thought
Let's
you were...
Let's not think it over now. Let's just hold each other.
Yeah, masked man, what made you think in the first place that Sandy was innocent?
Because Jordan lay face down. No man struck by an ounce of lead from a buffalo gun at a short distance ever fell like that.
Well, you've sure righted a lot of mistakes. On account of not wanting to make another, I'm going to ease up on that there horse thief and just run him out of town.
Thanks, Marshal. I'm through.
Marshal, when me take Mull's gun, me feel money belt on him.
Good. I find him whatever's in it for the way he treated this young couple here. And they'll get the money for a new outfit.
You can't do that.
You won't need it where you're going, Eve. There's no toll bridges there.
Come on, Toto. Adios.
Adios, mister. Darling, tell me just one thing. Who is that masked man?
The Indian told me. He's the Lone Ranger.
This is a feature of The Lone Ranger Incorporated, created and produced by George W. Trendle, directed by Charles D. Livingston, and edited by Fran Stryker. The part of The Lone Ranger is played by Brace Beamer.